So what exactly is in that tunnel that caved in at Hanford? On Tuesday morning, an emergency response was triggered at the nuclear site when a hole was found over the tunnel. Correspondent Anna King is an expert on Hanford and has this report on what's down there in the sand.
The tunnel that collapsed was built out of timbers and concrete, and it's about 360 feet long. The tunnel was constructed in the haste of the Cold War, a short tunnel on a train to nowhere. Mark Heater is with the U.S. Department of Energy. He says inside the tunnel named Tunnel 1 were 8 rail cars.
These rail cars were used as sort of storage. And for storage capacity, what they did is they put equipment on there that was not needed anymore in the Purex facility. They put it on there and they ran it down into the ground for storage, where it remains to this day.
Heater says no one has gone into the tunnel since the plant was closed, and no active work was going on around the tunnels at the time of its cave-in. I'm Anna King in Richland.